Greetings, informed viewers, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Scene. On today's program, let us take a look at the food we consume through three intriguing documentaries: The Future of Food, King Corn, and Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World. Our first feature is The Future of Food, a 2004 production directed and written by Deborah Coons. The Future of Food reveals a very unpleasant truth about genetically engineered food and how it has unknowingly appeared on our dinner table over the past decade. A number of court cases have been examined where individual farmers in North America were sued by large genetically modified organism, or GMO, seeds corporations. These farmers were held responsible because some patented GMO seeds had been blown over to their land, and the patented genes mixed with their crops without the owner even realizing it. In one of these lawsuits, the judges have ruled that anything that is cross-polluted with a corporation's patented gene on the farmer's land, whether against his wishes or destroys his property, his plant becomes a corporation's property. Not only can we see how the change of patent law and genetically engineered technology have negatively affected individual farmers' lives and driven them out of their farmland, but much more disturbing facts are revealed along with these legal stories.
My canola fields, I was advised by my lawyer not to use my own seed again because I now knew it was contaminated by Monsanto's genetic altered canola. And it was seed that was adapted to this region and grew quite well because it was resistant to various diseases.
Percy destroyed over 1,000 pounds of seed that he and his wife had developed over decades.
Although patents on living things were absolutely not allowed in the United States until the 1970s and has never been voted on by the people or the US Congress, patents have given corporations the power to own and control the species of Earth. By the 1990s, corporations had begun patenting not only GMO seeds, but also seeds that have not been genetically engineered, as long as they have not been patented before. As the documentary conveys, whoever controls the seeds controls the food supply. The movie also informs us that the US pesticide industry has bought out the majority of seed companies, and some genetically engineered plants, such as BT corn, are even registered as insecticides. Moreover, genetic uniformity in crops will lead to an increased vulnerability to insects and disease, while the planet loses biodiversity. In fact, 97% of the varieties of vegetables that were available at the turn of the 20th century are now extinct. Why do some people call the genetic engineering technology a cell invasion technology? And why are scientists so concerned with antibiotic-resistant marker genes and the loss of antibiotics?
Well, what's good at invading cells? Bacteria and viruses.
After 12 years of searching, Monsanto found a soil bacteria that is naturally immune to Roundup herbicide. Their goal was to genetically engineer DNA from these bacteria into various plants. They cut out a sequence of DNA that is resistant to Roundup. But if this DNA sequence alone is inserted into a corn plant, it will have no effect. So the next step involves E. coli bacteria. Gaps are created in the E. coli DNA, and when the two test tubes are mixed together, some of the E. coli DNA recombines with the Roundup-resistant bacteria. Then the technicians smuggle the engineered DNA into the cells of the corn plant they want to modify. Cells will naturally reject foreign DNA, so they developed a method using soil bacteria that causes tumors in plants. They use this bacteria to ferry the engineered DNA into the plant's nucleus.
What are the potential risks that GMO products bring to both the health of people as well as the planet? How is farming around the world being affected by the genetic engineering technology? This enlightening documentary not only provides detailed information on all these alarming issues, but also offers clear suggestions as to how people can regain control over the safety of their food through organic and sustainable farming.
Many multinational corporations that told us that PCBs, DDT, and dioxin are safe. They don't even want us to know what it is that we're eating. The FDA ignored their own scientists' warnings about the dangers of genetically engineered foods. This is our children's future we're talking about. Let's join 25 other countries that require labeling. It doesn't cost their farmers or consumers anymore. Vote yes on 27. Let's label genetically engineered foods.
Let us now take a look at King Corn, co-written by Ian Cheney, Curtis Ellis, Jeffrey K. Miller, and directed and produced by Aaron Wolf. This thought-provoking 2007 documentary follows Ian Cheney and Curtis Ellis, best friends from college, and their quest to find answers about America's number one crop, corn. The two young men learn that for the first time in American history, their generation may have a shorter lifespan than that of their parents because of what they eat. They go to a laboratory in University of Virginia for a testing of their hair, which is regarded as a tape recorder of diet. To their surprise, they find that the carbon in their body, similar to most other people who have done this isotope analysis, originates from corn that has been used as an ingredient of the foods which people intake ubiquitously. Ian and Curtis then decide to move from Boston, Massachusetts, to Green, a little town in the midwestern state of Iowa. There they grow an acre of corn in order to understand the production of the crop, as well as its impact on people's health, the environment, and the economy. They arrive at Green in December and apply for a corn subsidy, without which they are guaranteed to lose money. Although Ian and Curtis do not have any experience, it seems that knowledge about plants and agriculture is not necessary with modern farming methods. With the help of friendly farmers, injection of anhydrous ammonia fertilizer in March, genetically modified corn seeds planted in May, and powerful herbicides sprayed in June, Ian and Curtis pretty much do not have to work in the field until October, when they can finally harvest the crop. While waiting for the corn to mature in the field, Ian and Curtis decide to follow the path of corn to see how it ends up in their hair. Through their journey, viewers learn more about the history of corn and corn production, the changes of government policy, and its huge impact on agriculture and family farms, which have been mostly replaced by much larger industrial ones. Many other shocking facts are revealed in this critically acclaimed film, such as why farmers who used to grow their own food will no longer eat their own harvests, and how the nutritional value of corn has been sacrificed for high productivity. From King Corn, we find out some of the side effects of the sweetener made from genetically engineered corn. But what about the diet soda and the foods with artificial sweeteners? Could that be an efficient and good way to avoid diabetes? Our third movie, Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, is another excellent documentary showing us, just like many other unwanted ingredients in our food, how dangerous and harmful the artificial sweetener aspartame is. Aspartame is a chemical sugar substitute that is about 200 times sweeter than refined sugar and can be found in over 9,000 consumable products like diet soda or artificial sweeteners. A molecule of aspartame is made up of three components: 50% phenylalanine, 40% aspartic acid, and 10% of methyl ester, which is regarded as a real poison when taken. In 2002, narrator Corey Brackett began to suffer from multiple sclerosis and was forced to use a wheelchair. After giving up diet soda and undergoing a host of therapies, many of his symptoms naturally disappeared. Determined to find out the truth, Corey Brackett began her investigative journey. Traveling all over the United States, Corey interviews not only the victims of aspartame, but also scientists, doctors, and legal scholars, such as Dr. John W. Olney, Dr. Jim Bowen, Dr. H. J. Roberts, Dr. Ralph S. Walton, as well as the former U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, investigator Arthur Evangelista, consumer attorney Jim Turner, and the director of the non-profit group Mission Possible, Dr. Betty Martini. Through their discussions, the audience is given a clear picture of what aspartame is, as well as its effect on people's lives.
And because it affects DNA, can affect numerous organs, so you can get a lot of different symptoms that seem unconnected. But in looking at the list of symptoms submitted to the FDA, most of them are neurological or in some way connected to the nervous system. So the nervous system seems to be one of the areas that's most affected. So we see people have difficulty thinking. They feel like they're walking around in a cloud or a fog.
What we're seeing over a period of time is this slow accumulation of toxins within the body that start to disrupt the normal activity of the brain and the endocrine system, which is controlled by the brain itself.
It is revealed that only 6 months after aspartame was introduced to the food market, the brain tumor rates jumped 10% in 1984. And the diabetes rate increased by 30%. By 1988, 80% of consumer complaints to the FDA about food additives were related to aspartame. People who tried to be healthy and avoid excess sugar in their diet are unexpectedly exposed to the toxic material, which may bring more or as much harm to them. In 1991, the National Institutes of Health listed 167 symptoms and reasons to avoid the use of aspartame, whose toxic components may lead to various ailments. Just 5 years later, aspartame was not only allowed in dry food and carbonated beverages, but it was also approved to be used in all foods in 1996. Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, gives a voice to those who suffer from aspartame. The documentary also tells a touching story about a group of courageous people fighting for the well-being of others.
And it's a chemical. It's not a natural product. It's a chemical. The molecule is made up of three components. Two are amino acids, the so-called building blocks of protein. One is called phenylalanine, which is about 50% of the molecule. And the other is aspartic acid, which is like 40%. The other 10% is a so-called methyl ester, which is, as soon as it's swallowed, becomes free methyl alcohol, methanol, wood alcohol, which is a poison, a real poison.
The Future of Food, King Corn, and Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, are three eye-opening documentaries that bring more understanding on what we consume and the changes needed in the food industry to ensure the safety of humanity as well as the planet. Intelligent viewers, thank you for joining us for today's cinema scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you strive in health and happiness in an abundant vegan world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.